An Indigenous-led initiative has been launched that sets to improve access for Indigenous communities to clean, reliable power in remote and regional areas. First Nations Clean Energy Network aims to tackle energy poverty in these communities whilst ensuring Indigenous Australians can participate in the green energy boom. Talia Kreft asked Lauren Mellor, Clean Energy Communities Coordinator at Orogen Power, what barriers exist for remote Indigenous communities to access reliable and affordable electricity.
There are a number of barriers that First Nations Aboriginal communities are facing across regional and remote Australia in particular, but also urban Australia, in accessing lower cost renewable energy. Just some of the barriers that we've been identifying through our demonstration projects, solar power here in the Northern Territory, have shown that for many Indigenous customers in remote areas across parts of WA, South Australia and the Northern Territory, many customers access their power through prepaid metering systems. So rather than for the rest of the country where people pay a bill every few months for their electricity and it's quite difficult for that person to become disconnected if they don't pay on time. There's quite a lot of leeway and flexibility there for that customer base. For Indigenous communities on prepaid meters, the disconnection once you run out of credit on your meter is immediate and means that you lose access to a whole range of services and equipment and appliances in your home that would underpin healthy living practices. So obviously you would lose your fridge, the storage of vital medicines for a lot of people, access to any cooling or warming in the home. So it's pretty critical to the thermal comfort of those homes, which we know across remote and Indigenous Australia are often very poorly designed for the conditions with very little insulation or natural cooling. So there are pretty fundamental issues of energy security for those households that are connected via these prepaid meters. And what we found in trying to install rooftop solar on homes and integrate it with the prepaid metering systems, we're facing barriers here in the Northern Territory where the retailer and the power utility are unsure whether those two pieces of equipment can be integrated safely together. We also don't have any sort of electricity pricing tariff set for that particular circumstance where you have rooftop solar connected through a prepaid meter. So there's just an absence of an actual pricing tariff that means that there's actually no way to get authorization to connect rooftop solar. So we've just completed a demonstration project to identify those barriers in Tennant Creek, which is a community that is very exposed to the temperature extreme. They have long periods of waves where the temperatures inside people's homes can be over 50 degrees for weeks at a time. Obviously, that has a huge impact on people's health and well-being and contributes to the very high rates of hospitalizations and complex health needs that we have across Indigenous communities in the Northern Territory. So that project was designed to show the utility and the retailers here and the Northern Territory government that we need to take some urgent reforms that would enable those customers that are most in need of clean, lower-cost energy to be able to access the benefits. Beyond those technical and bureaucratic barriers, there's also the huge cost barrier facing most Indigenous communities being able to afford the upfront costs of renewable infrastructure.
How does the First Nations Clean Energy Network aim to encourage the uptake of solar energy in remote Indigenous communities?
The network is working at a range of different scales with different community projects to support greater uptake of renewable energy in Indigenous communities. So right from the larger scale projects that we're starting to see being proposed and developed now around green hydrogen and solar and large scale wind farms on Indigenous land, the network is working with local Indigenous organisations and traditional owner groups to ensure that any of those developments are underpinned by strong equitable agreements that can ensure that the benefits around trained employment on this project are experienced by those host communities, that there are fair and enduring agreements around land use, protection of cultural heritage, and also obviously access to the benefits of lower cost power and potentially income and royalty streams and equity stakes in those projects so that Indigenous people can really be in the driver's seat as that renewable transition takes off in this country. So that's at one end of the scale. And as I mentioned earlier, there are a whole range of groups involved in the network that are developing community-owned solar microgrids and other forms of renewable energy projects that are designed to meet the needs of their own communities rather than export-sized projects. There's commercial operations where communities are looking at supplying in renewable energy generated on their own country to commercial processes, industrial processes or activity in their region. So we're starting to see a real interest and uptake in those opportunities, but also a real desire by First Nations groups to set the terms for how those projects are developed. Some of these large-scale projects will be heavily reliant on partnerships with Indigenous groups that have recognised Native Title or Land Trust, Aboriginal Land Rights Act, interest in those areas. So there's going to need to be from the renewable energy sector a really strong deal of cooperation with Indigenous groups. And one message that was coming very loud and clear from the network over the last couple of days has been that people don't want to see the mistakes of the past in terms of resource extraction and energy development in Australia replicated as the renewable energy sector rolls out.
Lauren Mellor, Clean Energy Communities Coordinator at Original Power in the Northern Territory, ending that report by Talia Kraft.